This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. You never know where you might come across a fresh source of delight, and that's why I keep on the lookout for vectors of joy. I found one in the driveway of a Brookline home one day as the coronavirus crisis intensified. A chalkboard was inscribed in the jagged print of a child. Question 18, what was your best birthday and why? Ah, open-ended questions, the stuff of life. On a strip of paper, passersby had written answers. Then I noticed the sign taped to the chalkboard, and I thought, this is a kid I need to meet.
Hi, my name is Kylie. I am 6, and the reason I am asking you a question is because it's fun to know other people's feelings. Hope you're safe.
Kylie Gormley has now turned 7 years old, and she is a rising second grader. She is not a big fan of the coronavirus restrictions.
And it's not so fun being stuck at home and not really going anywhere.
Kylie's mother commiserated. Shawn Liu is an emergency physician in a Boston hospital. She says she came up with the chalkboard question idea, and then Kylie took charge.
So it was early April, and it was becoming a stressful time. I was trying to find an outlet for the stress we were having and the worry we were experiencing, and so I wanted to find joy. And so asking other people who walked by where they were finding it, I thought would help our situation. The first question we put out was, where do you find joy these days? And we got a lot of response for that first question, and it made us feel good, and we decided to keep going. So after that first day, Kylie said she wanted to keep doing it, and so she became her project. Kylie is the project manager and owner, right? And so if she doesn't like the question, she doesn't put it out. And all the questions have to be approved, and she makes the final decision about which question goes out. So everyone else in the family can offer questions, but she has the final vote.
What brings you hope these days? What are you thankful for these days? What do you miss the most? What keeps you calm these days? What makes you laugh? What dreams do you have? What is the best birthday you had and why? How do you stay strong? Who is your hero? What are you proud of? What cheers you up? What song makes you happy these days? What's your favorite treat? What's your favorite type of pizza?
And I think it's been hard as a parent to watch our kids and realize that, like, this is not what we planned for the end of their school year, or certainly not for their summer, or for them. You know, it is hardest for me to realize how hard it is for them to, like, be robbed of this time and just to be sort of shortchanged. But then again, we talked about if we're given lemons, what do? We try to make lemonade. So we're going to try to make the best out of it. And so in small ways, you know, each and every day we try to come up with a question that may cheer us up, right? Or hopefully give some cheer to our neighbors. And so in that way, we're hoping that we're spreading a little joy, a little cheer. But I think we're getting much more out of it as a family of just, we get to read what people say. And it's just been a really beautiful thing just to see what community does and what neighbors do. And I feel like people are taking the time to slow down and actually stop and meet a neighbor.
It could be kids, grown-ups, anybody. And it makes me smile every day when I see them. Sometimes when we are out, they walk by and tell us how much they like the questions. They feel happy. It's really special to me.
Kylie Gormley and her mother, Shawn Liu of Brookline, say they want to create a book out of the chalkboard project and use the book to raise money for people affected by the pandemic. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Sharon Brody.